Blog Talk Radio. Yeah.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It's your man, Reverend Green. You're listening to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. I thank God for each and every one of you all that tuned in to the station. Amen. Enjoy the ride. It's 1 hour of power we're putting into the atmosphere. I have some announcements coming up. I'm pursuing a new endeavor. Well, a consistent endeavor. I've been doing music for years, and I have a new CD that we're working on. And I'm in the studio a lot, so I will be doing about nine more shows, and then I will be releasing my new CD, and the CD is entitled A Shattered Man. I thank God for each and every one of you all that's attuned here. I thank God for your time and for you allowing, man, me to come into your personal space and share, man, this awareness that I'm trying to bring to all of the people. The awareness and the necessity to go back and get God's people on the streets. Man, just already in this summer in Chicago, we've had 97 shootings. That's 97 people hurt from attacks other than the devil, when the devil possessed someone to act as an imp for him and hurt one of his brothers and sisters. Man, I'm so saddened by that, but I know that God can make a way out of no way. That's somebody's mother, somebody's brother, somebody's father, somebody's sister. That someone felt that it was the need to hurt and do some violent act toward them and shoot them and just try to murder them and kill them. That's a terrible concept of life. And I tell you what, man, it's a high cost for low living. All of the guys, man, and girls, or whoever that's doing this evil, angry acts of violence, understand that you have to pay for that. That once you do that, God sees that you're against the norm of his existence for man. And that's a problem with the Creator. Man, you may get away with it, but God sent you. And your life will reflect what you live. We know what goes around comes around. If you live by the sword or by the gun, you die by the sword or by the gun. And my prayer is that, man, that you think about one thing before you act out in violence. Is this pleasing to the Creator? Is this pleasing to the one that gives me life? Is it really worth me hurting someone else for some silly, foolish reason? I don't care what the reason was. Man, you have to understand that every man out here is loved by God. Every woman is loved by God. God gives us all the breath of life. So when you kill or take the life from one of God's children, man, you're hurting God himself. And I guarantee you, you don't want the wrath of God. Man, as I told you all, I was in prison before. I've been on drugs. I've hustled dope. I've done all of the street stuff. And when I was in there years ago, I've been home from prison over 17 years, 18 years now. But when I was there, I remember a lot of young men that acted out, shot someone and used a gun, and now they're sitting behind bars. And a 99.9% of them, the ones that are sane, the other 0.1% have lost their minds and given up. And the 99.9 that are still remaining all tell me all the time, at the time I was OG, they say, OG, man, I wish I never seen a gun. I wish I never did what I did to get up in here. Now I'm stuck. I won't see my family grow up. I won't see my children. I won't ever be able to have a girl again. I won't ever have a life. I won't be able to purchase anything that I wanted in life, because at that particular time, that individual changed, traded places with that person that he shot. He may have killed him or he may have hurt him, but in the long run, he hurt himself. That's that go around, come around. He put it out and it came back, and now he's sitting in prison. Can't come home, can't hug his mother, kin folks dying while you sitting behind bars. Listen, man, that's not the way God wants it. That's not the way you should want it either. Think twice before you go out and act a fool and hurt someone and have to pay for it, because it's a high cost for low living. Man, listen, I love you. And God loves you more. Even the ones that are angry, you have to think in this concept. Is that man's life worth me trading my life for? Because when you shoot someone, someone's going to tell. Somehow it's going to be found out. And when it is, you get caught up, go to prison, could get the death penalty, could get all type of drama in your life for a 15-second act. Could cost you the rest of your life. Man, I don't know about you, but I don't want to waste my life. I wasted enough time sitting in prison because I was trying to make money hustling drugs. Foolish concept, and it ended me up in prison. So as a result, I learned that, man, I don't want to do any act that'll take me from the norm of life. Take me from the life that God has blessed me with. Take me from my loved ones. Take me from my chance of becoming something in life instead of sitting behind a cage. Man, I want you all to realize that God loves you. I love you more, but you got to love yourself. You got to love your brothers and sisters. You got to love those that breathe God's air. All over the world, we all are God's children. And we all have to understand that, man, God loves us all. So the next time you see someone, that person gets you angry, upsets you to a point of anger, and you want to do wrath, put yourself in his shoes. Think, if it were me, would I want that man to hurt me? Common sense, the answer would be no. Love your neighbor as yourself was the most important commandment that God left mankind. I don't know about you, but I'm going to continue to love my neighbors. And I love each and every one of you. And that's what it's about. It's about loving your neighbor as yourself. Remember that, man. Put that in your pipe. This is Reverend Green. You're listening to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your brother from another mother. And to say I love you is an understatement, because I do love you with all my heart. And I love God because he created us all. And for that reason alone, we all should love one another. Love you, man. This is Rev. Crime is in an uproar. Our brothers and sisters are hurting in the streets. We have to make a difference. We have to do something for them. Hi, this is Reverend Green. God has anointed me and given me this assignment to go back and get our brothers and sisters, to raise proceeds through my songs of inspiration, to use the money to bless God and get his people. This is what it's all about. This is what this show is about. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your brother from another mother. God bless. Let's go get him. Donate, please, to the cause, because the cause is bigger than the problem. God bless you. We love you. This is Reverend Green. You're listening to Rev Green. It's All For You, Lord Radio. Stay tuned. 1 hour show. 1 hour a pop. 5 o'clock p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Just 1 hour of power into the atmosphere. And support my ministry. Donate to my website, RevGreensMusic.com. Download the inspirational songs. Be inspired. Join my process in going to get God's people. Well, I need the love and support from each and every one of you. Thank you so much. God bless. This is Rev. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is Reverend Green. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. The phone number to call is 646-595-2105. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I will be doing 9 more episodes. The first, I will be attenuating the show, and this will be the last 9 episodes until God says different. I'm in the studio working on some new music. I got some stuff that's hot, man, and that's positive, and that God is going to bless. I'm asking you all to keep an eye on Reverend Green. Go to my website, revgreensmusic.com, where you can preview the new songs I'll be released in less than 3 weeks. And you can also purchase the older songs that are there. All of the songs are anointed. They all are my testimonies. And I'm going to keep making music and keep lifting up the awareness until God blesses me with the amount for finance that I need to purchase the first building. And then we will be starting our mission of Set the Captives Free Foundation, SCFF, going to get our brothers and sisters on the street with love. That's what it's all about. That's the direction I'm asking you all to join me in that endeavor. This is your brother, Reverend Green. Let's have a moment of prayer. Lord, we thank you for another day. Here we are Wednesday, Lord. And Father, another month, May 9th. And we're still here. We're thankful for that, Lord. Father, bless the families and loved ones of people that have been hurt and people's lives have been taken in the streets and those that have died as a cause of normal death. Bless their families in grieving. I lost an uncle last week. I thank God, Father, for the time that we share together. Lord, I'm asking that you bless every family with strength. Bless the ones that's motivated to help. Bless those that have a dream and an inspiration to do good in society in this world that you've given us. Bless them, Father, to be able to accomplish what they're trying to do. Father God, I ask that you strengthen everybody that's under the sound of my voice. And bless those, Father, definitely that's worse off than me. We'll be thankful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most, your brother from another mother. I love you, and God loves you more. I want you to hear this song. This is a powerful song, and it's called How Big God Is. We have to understand that nothing we do gets beyond God's visual sight, because God sees all. So when you do something wrong, you have to understand God's bigger than that. When you fall down, don't give up, because God's bigger than that. For God is so wide that you can't go around, so high you can't go over, and so deep you can't go under him. God is everywhere. And how do I know that you agree with me? Because every time you've called him on the foxhole prayer, if you're hearing my voice, it means that God stepped in and made a way for you in situations that you thought no one cared. The Father did. I know a lot of you seem like it's hard times right now and you're scuffling, trying to wonder how you're going to make it. Well, what you do is try to reminisce on if God did it before, how he blessed you before when you were in need, and trust him that he'll do it again. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. God bless you. Your brother Rev.
Tell me your heart. For I know
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. Man, God is bigger than any problem that you're facing. Any situation you're having right now, God is bigger. Man, don't worry about how you're going to make it tomorrow. If God gave you breath today, believe me, God will provide. So all you have to do is keep your mind set that everything works for the good of them that love God. Man, I'm not a holy moly guy. I'm not a righteous religious guy. I'm just a brother that loves God with all my heart. Because God loved me regardless to when I wasn't thinking about him and running the streets and doing whatever. God still loved me because he kept me. I'm still here. I've seen a lot of brothers and sisters go on before me. And I'm still here. And I thank God for that because God has allowed me another chance in life. And with this chance, I vowed to go back and get my brothers and sisters on the streets that don't have a knowledge of that love that God needs and shows for them. Because God requires us to love him, but it's not a demandment. He doesn't make us do it. God requires us to love him from our own hearts. And how does he feel that we need to understand why we should love him? All we have to do is look back on what God did for us. Look back on the last Oh God episode that when nobody else seemed to care. And you were at your wits' end at the last of your road and you just cried out, Oh Lord, Oh God, please, Lord, have mercy. Oh, God, help me. Every one of those prayers worked. How do I know? Because you're here today. So that should encourage you to do one thing while you're going through. Know for certain that God can do it. Know that he did it before. And know he'll do it again because he loves you. And he loves us so much that he gave the best he had, his only begotten son, to pay a price that we would accumulate. The wage of sin was paid by Jesus. All we have to do now is to love each other as God has loved us. That's what it's all about. You're listening live, man, to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most, your brother from another mother. Hold on. For weeping may endure it for a night, but joy coming in the morning. God bless you. Check this out.
Lord, crime is in an uproar. Our brothers and sisters are hurting in the streets. We have to make a difference. We have to do something for them. Hi, this is Reverend Green. God has anointed me and given me this assignment to go back and get our brothers and sisters, to raise proceeds through my songs of inspiration, to use the money to bless God and get his people. This is what it's all about. This is what this show is about. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your brother from another mother. God bless. Let's go get him. Donate, please, to the cause, because the cause is bigger than the problem. God bless you. We love you. This is Reverend Green. You're listening to Rev Green. It's All For You, Lord Radio. Stay tuned. 1 hour show, 1 hour a pop, 5 o'clock p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Just 1 hour of power into the atmosphere and support my ministry. Donate to my website, RevGreensMusic.com. Download the inspirational songs. Be inspired. Join my process in going to get God's people. Well, I need the love and support from each and every one of you. Thank you so much. God bless. This is Rev.
I remember when I was young.
not an hour, another day. But at this moment, with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way. Have you, I've done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me. I need you right. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another thing. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord, please make a way. Oh, Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is Reverend Green. We got about five more minutes of the show. I thank God for each and every one of you that have called in. Those of you that are listening on your personal devices, I want to tell you that I thank you and that it's a blessing that you tuned in to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. The purpose of this show is to raise awareness of those that's worse off than us, so that we can understand the need to go back and get our brothers and sisters. I'm going to continue to push and move in this endeavor to rallying us together so that we all use a collective effort and go back and get our brothers and sisters with love. Many of us who hear my voice have been down and out before. Many of us have come from different binds and snares in life. Some of us have been given a second chance on medical situations. God stepped in and made a way out of no way. Those of us that come from the streets, homeless, drugs, alcohol, we understand how important it is to get control of your life again. Now it's for us to use that control that we've gained and go back and get our brothers and sisters who's hurting on the streets. This is my life endeavor. This is what I planned on doing until God calls me home. I plan on raising the awareness and going to get my brothers and sisters. Therefore, I will be releasing some new music in prayer and effort to raise the amount that I need to purchase the first facility, the first 90,000 square foot building. That building will employ 250 young men and women, and it'll give 500 people out on the streets an opportunity to have a place to live that's safe, based on love, and allow them to get their lives back together and reestablish the relationship with God. That's what it's all about. I'm not trying to lead anybody as far as the walk with God. I struggle sometimes myself in trying to keep myself going in the direction that God wants me to go. Therefore, I'm not a leader on following me. I'm not asking you to follow me at all. I'm asking you to follow who I follow, and that's God. I'm asking you to put your love, man, where it's supposed to be, and that's the love for your neighbor. I'm asking you to care about those that's worse off than you. I'm asking you to understand that we all have kinfolk there on the streets fighting for their lives. And for us to walk down the block as if nothing is wrong when you see 10, 20, 30 people that's messed up on the streets, and that's just coming from work, your place of work, driving home or walking home, you can just count the number of people that are hurting. Well, I want to go get them. I want them to have the same opportunity that God has given to me. Gave me a second chance on life, man, and I'm so thankful. And I want to share the love. And I'm asking each and every one of you to go to my website. Donate to RevGreensMusic.com and donate whatever God puts on your heart to donate. Purchase the songs there. That's a blessing toward the ministry. And it'll be an inspiration for you. I love you all, and God loves you more. Let's have prayer, and the show will be ending in less than 2 minutes. Lord, we thank you for another show. Thank you, Father, for giving me the strength to hold on. Father, I'm asking that you bless and multiply this purpose. Touch every heart that thinks about donating, that they may donate, Father, to this cause. Bless, Lord, every person that donates tenfold. Bless them, Father, to receive abundantly. For Father, becoming a part of the solution and trying to resolve the problem. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Bless the families and the families that all listened in today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. I love you. This Rev, I'll see you on Friday. That's Friday at 5 o'clock. Don't be late. I'll see you there. God bless. This is